it's very, very close to my heart because, you know, I do feel this has happened in an awful lot of countries around the world, that the areas that were considered as beneath even the poor's dignity to live there, such as the downtown east side in Vancouver, the poor were just about the only ones who would dare live there because it was considered scumland. The dregs would live there, right? So the poor, the terribly poor, were allowed to live there. Now, similar things have happened in other places around the world. You know, Canary Wharf, which was those Reichman brothers, is it? The Reichman brothers from Toronto went over there to London, and that is the poorest area of all was what is now called Canary Wharf. It used to be called things like Docklands and possibly the Isle of Dogs, because I seem to have heard of that name. So it was so horrible that even the people who lived in the slums of East London would say, how could anybody live there? That's where the really terribly poor would live, and it had a very bad reputation. Now that was all cleaned up. And however, Reichman brothers, somewhere in there, they stopped work. I don't know if they went bankrupt or what. But others continued with the projects. And now, to lease a place, not to buy a place, would cost millions. Millions. It's so expensive. It's very elite now. But that was the only place that anybody who considered themselves dirt poor could probably reasonably afford. And that is what they want to do to the downtown east side. And I personally, I'm not going to sit still and let them do it. They'll have to fight me. I don't look very formidable. I don't think I'm much over 5 foot, but I will fight them. That's my Joan of Arc complex. My name is Joan. So I will definitely fight them. And I want to know why our newly elected city council, admittedly they have an awful lot on their plate, what with what was already allocated for the Olympics, they have all that. And it is very difficult to get money right now, we all know. But I do not want them to continue allowing the police tactics. We do not live in a police state here, but to me, it does look very, very much like a police state when you can have cops. As far as I'm concerned, they're tasering people at their will. And when we can have them robbing and beating a man close to having him in the hospital, and to make the excuse we don't like brown-skinned people, and be allowed to walk out. Not one of the three has been charged. Now, if that's not a police state, I don't know what is. And to be so open-minded and brazenly in hatred of the poor and not wanting them to live in the downtown east side anymore, and to give the poorest people in the city jaywalking tickets. And I can tell you, they're pretty good at it. They'll do two and three at a time while they're standing there. Now that is open hatred and trying to get rid of what they call the scum, the poor. And if that's not a police state, I don't know what is. I want that stopped. We're talking about people, many of whom are homeless, cannot half the time afford to buy themselves a meal. Never mind paying a ticket. I inquired how much it was and somebody told me $109. Now, would you give a poor person a ticket for $109? I don't think so.
And how do you feel like a woman in the downtown east side?
Well, women everywhere, I'm sorry to say it's still true, women everywhere are treated a little bit worse than the men. And you know,
you find that?
Yeah, I do. But of course, then don't forget, what am I identifying as? Am I identifying as Hillary Clinton? Am I identifying as the Mrs. Obama? I'm identifying. So am I really being targeted more? Or does it seem worse because I'm small and they can bully me more? So it's really not so much about being a woman as being poor and being short.
Mm. And now we can fight, in your point of view, against the police state?
Well, I would like to put out a challenge to the mayor and the rest of city council to come and talk to us in the Downtown East Side. We're very easy to reach. We're called Women of Power, and we meet regularly once a month or more at the Downtown East Side Women's Center. I'm sure they know where that is. So they can have a meeting with us at almost any time. We would close down our other commitments so that we can talk about this very serious community problem. When I say community problem, like police state sounds like, well, isn't that all over? No. It's centered on those who are least able to help themselves, the poor and the weak, and that's us.
And this event of today was organized by the Downtown East Side Women's Center?
It was organized by the Power of Women group, which meets at the Downtown East Side Women's Center.
And what is this group?
And this group, well, mainly what we do, when we first met, we sort of talked about what are the main issues of the poor, and especially the poor in this community. And the one that came up the most was housing. And so most of our protests are connected with housing. This also, although it may sound like it's mainly about police brutality, it's also about housing, the lack of, and that being the reason that we're being forced, or they're trying to force us to move out of this community. But we won't go. You know, we see that there still is, even with the shortage of money that there is now, with the difficulty of getting monies, it still can be done. Where there's a will, there's a way. After all, look, don't forget that I was promoting that we should definitely save the York and the Pantages Theatre. Well, they had very dedicated people, and they saved the York Theatre. It was hard because the owner of the property was threatening, if you don't give me the full monies by January 15th, I'm going in there with the wrecking crew. So, but they saved it. So now we have to save the Pantages Theatre. And what else do we have to save? The only housing these people have. Personally, I do not like hotels. I would, personally, if it were up to me, I would say, unless they're real heritage, put the wrecking ball to those hotels and build really decent, affordable housing for those people. Because they deserve it. They don't have to be good or nice or attractive or sweet to deserve it. They're human beings. They deserve a place to live. Build them decent, affordable housing.
But do you think that sometimes it's a strategy also to isolate people on the hostels and other kind of social housing? Because most of the people are alone in their rooms and they feel not comfortable because, like, they have a lot of solitude.
Well,
on this kind of housing,
there's all kinds of housing. You know, myself personally, you know what I really call housing? I don't have it. I can't afford it. What I call housing is a nice house. Well, I can't afford a nice house, so I live in an apartment. But for some people, an apartment is not their favorite thing either. They'd probably, do you know what, believe it or not, some people would probably prefer to live in the old-fashioned boarding house where they had their room. And then they could mix with the other people in some kind of communal setting, probably eat meals with them. Some people would prefer that. We all have our different choices in housing, but let's accommodate them. And let's not forget that we're not only talking about people who are on government monies, we're also talking about, do you know who else I'm considering? People who are paying excessive rents to live in places like East Vancouver and paying for a place. The place is not new, the place is not fancy, but it doesn't have any pests. So in order to find a place that doesn't have any pests, a one bedroom, they have to pay $1,000, and it goes up every year. So I'm talking about them, and many of them earn between $8 and $12 an hour. Do you really think that's enough to keep a person when they're paying $1,000 a month, plus their hydro, plus their telephone, plus their cable, plus bus fares every day, plus food, plus good clothes for their job? Do you really think that's fair to not give them decent housing?
Yeah.
We all deserve decent housing, not just the very rich. We all deserve it.
It's also because the people are dependent of the market.
Yeah.
And the markets serve the bourgeoisie, not the poor people.
Yeah. So you see, people, I know people who live in East Vancouver and who receive a higher increase per year than the government allows. But they don't complain. You know why they don't complain? Because then they'll find some lie, some excuse to kick them out, and they'll have to move all over again, and it'll be difficult all over again to find a place. So they put up with people breaking the law so that they can have a roof over their head. Now, all the people of this country deserve, they don't have to earn it, they deserve it by being a human being, to have a place to call their home without being threatened.
And if we want more information about your project, like the group at the Women's Center, and
you could call, and we have a staff person who works for Power of Women. It's named Harsha. If you phone up and ask for Harsha, she's the paid coordinator who will give you up-to-date information. And do not forget that in BC, we have had for 5 years in a row the worst poverty in Canada. Don't forget that of all the G8 nations, Canada has the worst child poverty. So if this government doesn't address the problem soon, they have no right to even run for election again, in my opinion.